The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Do you think the new Marxists in America are much different than they are in Canada or Belgium?
They're all the same.
If you don't, if you think they're all the same, then you may want to perk your ears up.
Uh-oh, I'm wrong again?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think that... Because they don't have the same restraints on government that we do, they're maybe a little bit ahead of us in terms of their autocratic measures. Although, on the flip side, very interesting to see Britain decide to stop providing puberty blockers to kids under the age of 18. That's something we can't get many states in this country to do, certainly not the President of the United States to do.
Ooh.
Congress with Senate control of in the hands of the new Marxists. On February 26th, Justin Trudeau, he is that grade school drama teacher that the Canadians made their prime minister.
He's single now, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
He's introduced Bill C-63, the Online Harms Act, which targets hate speech on the internet. One of its provisions would enable anyone with the consent of the federal attorney general to, quote, lay an information before a provincial court judge if the person fears on reasonable grounds that another person will commit a hate speech offense. The judge then issues a peace bond imposing conditions, including house arrest or electronic monitoring, on the defendant because of the fear he could post a hate message online. It's pre-crime. It's Minority Report.
Yep.
Hollywood foreshadowing strikes again. It also would allow for life sentences for certain speech crimes.
Life sentence? Come on.
I'm not kidding. For example.
Death threats, I mean? Or what are you talking?
Well, you would think... The commission of a murder, not a threat, would be the thing that would be subject to a life sentence. But the legislation would put people in prison for life for things like advocating genocide, quote unquote, would increase the maximum penalty specifically for advocating genocide from 5 years to life in prison and from 2 years to 5 years for an indictment for willful promotion of hatred. And you say, well, people shouldn't be advocating for genocide. Well, right. Yeah, obviously. A couple things. First, what constitutes advocating genocide? And who is or isn't? Because you may have noticed that, for example, the Palestinians and the pro-Hamas supporters on college campuses are running around saying Israel is a genocidal state and they're attempting to eradicate the Palestinians and all sorts of things. On the other side, you could say, well, wait a second. When the Palestinians say from the river to the sea or recite the particulars of Hamas's charter, they're advocating for the genocide. So everybody goes to prison for life or 5 years to life? How do you start to define that? Oh, well, we'll tell you how we'll define that. We'll define that. That's how we'll tell you. You'll know when we tell you based on who we imprison for things that they said. In Belgium, just to put a fine point on it, a far-right activist has been put in jail for a year for what authorities deemed racist speeches. I don't know who this guy is. The judge called what he promoted, what he said, as like hateful Nazi negationist propaganda. And that may be true. But, I mean, you really want to get into the business of prison sentences when people say things that are intemperate, ignorant, simply you disagree with? That's where you want to go? Well, that's where Canada wants to go, and Belgium. And I think, as you said, Amy, every other group, sort of ruling group of the new Marxist movement in the West. That's what it seems to me, because we're seeing a lot of this. And it incubates from the K through 12 systems where this is the norm, not imprisonment, but punishment, ostracization, worse. For more on this, Conrad Black joins us, Lord Black, Baron Black of Cross Harbor. So cool. Businessman, writer, former newspaper publisher, author of the new book, The Political and Strategic History of the World, Volume 1, From Antiquity to the Caesars, 14 AD. Conrad Black, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Glad to be back with you, Dan and Amy.
Well, so, you know, as a writer and somebody in the newspaper publishing business once upon a time, what do you make of the commitment to free and open expression and discussion and debate and reporting in the West these days?
There are causes for concern, as you say. I would like to reply, if I may, on the Canadian picture, particularly to some of the things you said.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the Trudeau government is on the way out. All the polls show that it will lose the next election, which is next year. Secondly, the bill that you described is subject to parliamentary modification. Third, as written, I believe the courts will shred it. I mean, everything that you said is antithetical to the precedent of 150 years in this country. And you're quite right. The powers are far too arbitrary, and the penalties appear to be far too severe. Next, I would say that it is only possible to entertain such a thing in a country that is profoundly tolerant. There is very, very little racial friction in Canada. And because, not because we're so virtuous, but there was never any economic justification for slavery. You know, I mean, the idea was that Africans were better at bringing in tropical crops like cotton and tobacco than white people, but we don't have cotton and tobacco in this country. And so no one is here who didn't wish to come here or his ancestors wished to come here. So we don't have a lot of racial problems, so we're not talking about as serious an issue as it might be in a country with a more complicated sociology. But everything that you said is far from written in stone. The criticisms implicit in what you recited have been uttered here very loudly and very widely, and there is great concern about it. And the final thing I'd say is it's the courts that are involved here, and we do have a judicial system of great integrity. Unlike you, we do not have a 98% conviction rate, as you do in federal crimes. The defense speaks last and not the prosecution, and the plea bargain system doesn't exist here. If in this country, as is very frequent practice in the United States, prosecutors interviewed potential witnesses and said, as they do in the U.S., you'd better find some evidence against Mr. Propt here, or we're assuming there's a conspiracy to subvert justice, and you're part of it, and we'll accuse you. But if you do cure yourself of this amnesia, we'll give you a guarantee of no charge of perjury. Any prosecutor who tried that in this country would be disbarred. So it isn't as bad as it looks. But the bill is, you're quite right, an outrage. But I predict to you and your listeners, it will not pass in its present form. And if it does, the courts will overturn it.
Well, that's fine. And there's daffy ideas that come up all the time. But then you see them as sort of reflective of a larger culture.
It's dangerous. Yeah. And we've all got to be on guard against going too far. None of us like hate speech, but the answer to hate speech isn't arbitrary prison sentences of outrageous length.
And who even decides what, who's offended by what?
Well, I think.
Well, yeah, you've got to measure the right of freedom of expression against the undesirability of stirring up hatred on a racial basis or any basis, really.
Well, yeah.
That's a challenge for legislators. It's been there for a long time, and we have to do a better job of it. But certainly, the bill you mentioned, as written, is rubbish, and that opinion is very widely held in this country.
Yeah, and I'm encouraged by that. I hope that's true. But I mean, but then there's also sort of the consequences. You talk about the court system. So the High Court in Canada ruled that the Trudeau government overreached. They did things that were beyond their power to do with the Freedom Convoy truckers when it came to freezing bank accounts and so forth. So what is the recompense for those who were wronged by the government in that case?
Well, I think the government is now very liable to lawsuits. I mean, Supreme Court, the court judgment in that case stated that the Prime Minister did not have the constitutional right in the circumstances that prevailed to invoke what's called the Emergencies Act. And anyone who was wronged by that mistaken decision on his part has a right of action against the federal government. It's not a toothless tiger here. I mean, obviously, in the end, the taxpayers will pay for Justin Trudeau's error, but the victims will be compensated.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this. It's interesting, sort of the comparative political and judicial systems between America and Canada. But it's just sort of the larger cultural zeitgeist. And it is not in the direction of, you know, Louis Brandeis and the cure for speech you don't like is more speech. That, I guess, is my larger point. And the other side, and we see it in Ireland, too, where they've wanted to criminalize misgendering people and so forth. So that just seems to be where it's going. And the other side is feeling their oats. It seems to me they're completely unafraid. And the side that believes in free minds and free markets and a free society is a little tentative, a little too tentative for me.
I agree with you. On the other hand, I have to tell you that if the heads of the leading universities in this country, say McGill University in Montreal and the University of Toronto and, say, the big French university, Laval. I'm an alumnus of Laval and McGill. If the heads of those universities told a parliamentary committee that the advocacy of the what amounted to the extermination of the Jews was a matter whose appropriateness was subject to context, they'd be out the next day. Or mm-hmm. probably the same day if it was before 3 o'clock that they said it. We're all wrestling with the same problems. You mm-hmm. people have more complicated sociology. You do have a revolutionary tradition where things are constitutionally explicitly stated, and we're going off a general framework of laws and at a very long period of precedence, but they add up to almost the same thing. I mean, you will not get an abolition of free speech in Canada. I give you my word, it will not happen.
All right. Conrad Black, Lord Black, Baron Black of Cross Harbor, businessman, writer, former newspaper publisher, author of the new book, The Political and Strategic History of the World, Volume 1, From Antiquity to the Caesars in 14 AD.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.